Blog Talk Radio.
God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, today, this afternoon, or in the future. God is good. This is Apostle Robin Tabish. Thank you again for listening. We have a great word for you today, and I hope you had a wonderful weekend. Each day is special. It's a gift from God. It's the present. Receive it with joyfulness. Give glory to God every day. Let's open in prayer first, please. Father, we just thank you. We praise you. We give you glory and honor, Lord. Thank you for each day. Lord, we praise you. We give you reverence. Lord, we ask for wisdom. Holy Spirit, teach us the things of the Father as we seek the kingdom of God, of his peace, joy, and righteousness. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we are the Family Church of Jesus Christ International. We go all around the world sharing God's word, whether it's on the radio, on Facebook, in person. However, it's all for God's glory. Join us if you would like. Contact us there. On the page, there should be our contact information, thefamilychurchofjesuschrist.com. Or you can call us the office phone, 918-381-0254. We would love to hear from you. Come to your church. Pray for you. Share with you. But today we have a wonderful word from the Lord. Organized for battle. Be ready. Are you always ready and being organized? Wear your own armor. So many people like to try to be like other people. Oh, if I was like him. Oh, if I could be like him or her. If I could do this like her or him. Wear your own armor that God has given you. Be who you are, who God has called you to be. Seek out that special plan. As I always say, I am the one and only, Reverend Robin. You are the one and only. God has a special plan for you and a purpose. Seek his face. He will share with you. As Romans 12:1-2 says, offer up your bodies a living sacrifice, which is the least we could do. Don't be conformed to this world's standards, but transformed by the renewing of your mind, by the word, the washing of the word, so that you may know and prove that acceptable will of God for your life. That's Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. But today, our text is in 1 Samuel 17, verse 40. Oh, sure, everyone will say, oh, I know the story of Goliath and David. But I want you to listen with new ears today. Listen with new ears today. Let's back up to 1 Samuel 17, 26. David says at the end of this verse, for who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? God is the head of the angel army. He is the chief ruler, the creator. Who is this devil that should defy the armies of the living God? He was talking of the children of Israel. But today, let's put it here. Who is this devil, this little Satan? He's nothing to defy God's armies. Children, through Jesus, we've been given all power and authority. You wear your armor that God has given you. Keep it on. That sword of the Spirit, do you keep the Word of God by your bedside, by your chair that you sit in, at your office, in your purse, in your pocket? That is your sword. Get it out during battle. Keep it out. The battle, if you read His Word and let Him do the fighting, He is the God of the angel army. He is the God of you, of pastors, evangelists, prophets, apostles, teachers, elders, deacons, bishops. Keep your armor on. Don't try to wear someone else's. As we go on in 1 Samuel 17 and verse 40, this is what David had. And he said, well, in verse 39, he told Saul that David girded his sword with his armor and essayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I can't go with these things. In other words, he put him off. He said, I can't wear this. This is yours, your armor, your weapons, the way you do it. And he took his own stuff, in other words, in verse 40. He took his staff. He took his staff, the item of the shepherd's equipment. A staff is a club, usually made of oak, 2 or 3 foot long, with a knob on it on one end. It's size of an orange and a loop attached to the other end, which enables him to put it over his arm or on his girdle for carrying a rod or a club, his staff. So he took his staff in his hand, and he chose 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in his shepherd's bag, which he had, even in a scrip, and his sling was in his hand. And he drew near to the enemy. You can kill the giant by the word of God. It will change the destiny in your future. Don't listen to the criticism of friends, of families, the laughing, the scoffing at you. Like, who does he think he is that he's going to go out here and fight against this little devil? Actually, they saw Goliath as so big that they would never be able to defeat him. But the shepherd boy that said in Psalms 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Be faithful, people, to fight the small, the large battles through God. You have to fight the battle in your mind by washing with the Word. Read the Word to non-productive battles that mean nothing. People want to argue about things. The enemy wants to put in your mind, oh, did you hear what they said? Did you see what they did? Oh, what they are doing. No, don't go there. Fight the good fight of faith, as 1 Timothy 6:12 says. That is the good fight. That is the battle. Keep your own armor on. Don't try to be like other people or see other people. Do the battle that God has put before you. Fight the good fight of faith. Faith is trusting and believing in our mighty God. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. That is one of our main things. God will never leave you. Fight the good fight of faith. That again is 1 Timothy 6:12. Keep on your own armor. And remember, be focused. Focused on the Lord. In 1 Samuel 17:47, "And all the assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear." That's what David said to all the people. He said, "For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands," talking to the enemy. "For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands." In verse 48, "And it came to pass when the Philistines arose and came and drew near to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine." He ran towards the enemy. Don't run away. No matter what it looks like or feels like or seems like, run towards the enemy. Headstrong. 5-6. Walk in the Lord in your armor. Walk in your armor. I want to turn to Ephesians real quick, 6. Put on the whole armor of God in verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God. Verse 10, back up. "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, and put on the whole armor of God." That is your armor. Trust in the Lord. Go ahead and read the rest of that. Take unto the armor of God. It is his. Keep God's word in your heart before your eyes. Keep the battle before the Lord. He will fight for you. Father, I thank you for the people today as they heard your word, that you fight our battles, that there's nothing that you won't do for us. Bless them, Lord. Keep them strong in the power of your might. The weapons of our warfare are mighty to God, as 2 Corinthians 10:4 says. We love you, Lord. Bless them, heal them, spirit, soul, and body, in Jesus' name. Well, God bless you. We will talk with you on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Blessings of the Lord. Thank you.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul. Worship your holy name. The song.